Her words explained the streetcars our family avoided and the whites-only sign that kept us off the elevator at City Hall. Her words told why there were parks and museums that black people could not visit and why some restaurants refused to serve us and why hotels wouldn't give us rooms and why theaters would only allow us to watch their picture shows from the balcony. But her words also gave us hope. She answered simply, because they just don't understand that everyone is the same, but someday it will be better. And my brother M.L. looked up into our mother's face and said the words I remember to this day. He said, "Mother dear, one day I'm going to turn this world upside down." In the coming years, there would be other reminders of the cruel system called segregation that sought to keep black people down. But it was Daddy who showed M.L. and A.D. and me how to speak out against hatred and bigotry and stand up for what's right. Daddy was the minister at Ebenezer Baptist Church. And after losing our playmates, when M.L., A.D., and I heard our father speak from his pulpit, his words held new meaning. And Daddy practiced what he preached. He always stood up for himself when confronted with hatred and bigotry, and each day he shared his encounters at the dinner table. When a shoe salesman told Daddy and M.L. that he'd only serve them in the back of the store because they were black, Daddy took M.L. somewhere else to buy new shoes.